Hey guys, welcome back to JL's podcast, and I want to welcome you back. Happy New Year to those of you who I haven't said that to. Welcome back if you're new. Welcome to you, and if you're returning, welcome back. It's JL's podcast. We drop an episode every Tuesday, and we like to talk about pretty much anything relating to faith, Christianity, and life. And how, you know, trying to make that as practical as possible. So you are coming into a three-part conversation with one of my friends, Nathan, and I actually, believe it or not, messaged him the night before I recorded this episode, and he is on holiday. So it was a bit of a stab in the dark, but also, have a look out on the 29th of January. I'm going to be releasing a special episode talking about what's going to be coming up in season 2 of this podcast. Yes, we are coming up to the end of this first season of this podcast. And so I'm really excited about season 2, really excited about the things that are going to be coming. And so look out for that on the 29th of January 2019. Going to be sharing a little bit about what's going to happen in season 2, which is going to be even more awesome. And season 1's been fantastic so far. But I want to encourage you to continue and to listen to all three parts of this conversation. Nathan is a fantastic guy, such a joyous, funny, and yet so deep of a person. So I really enjoyed this conversation. Every time we have conversation, I remember one of those conversations we had on the way down to Busselton at one time, and I think we kept talking for about an hour and 40 minutes. And so he's the kind of guy I can just sit down with and just keep talking and talking and talking, and just find new ways to new conversation and just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper with every single conversation we have. So I really enjoyed this chat. There was quite a lot of fun. There was quite a lot of joy with it. And if you'd like to get in touch with Nathan, I'll put his details down in the description. But yeah, going to be talking about pastoring, going to be talking about grief and how to grieve well and the importance of grief. We're going to be talking about Jesus being in the midst of all of the grief that we experience, and how to practically walk that out. What are some of the things to think about when you're going through grief? We're going to be talking about Emmanuel, God with us, and exploring that idea a little bit more. And so I hope you're blessed by it. If you have any questions, you have any comments, you'd like to give me any feedback, feel free to do so. My social media and I think email is available through the podcast page. Without any further ado, let's jump into the conversation with Nathan.
I love that thought that Jesus has defeated evil.
Yes.
And as people of the way,
yes,
of Jesus, now we follow in his footsteps.
Yes, yes.
How he did in addressing it.
Yes.
You know, so I suppose that's where it's awesome, because he decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you the same spirit that I have, so you can do what
Amen.
I do.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, preach it.
You know, and you don't have to worry about this ultimate battle. It's just let people see now.
Yes.
There is a new way.
Yes.
And no.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Amen.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I love it.
Oof.
Wow. You go deep.
Yeah, I do. I do. That's it.
That's what? We could stay on that for a while, but I would love to actually talk to you about the atonement in a future episode.
Yeah, totally.
You mean?
Yeah, totally.
Because I am absolutely like that. When we get into that, I think
The
depth.
Yes.
The,
yes. Oh. Yeah.
the layers
yes.
that you get down to. I think it's I just love the fact that you can be exploring something connected to Jesus and just keep going further and further and further up and further in.
Yes.
And you just think there is truly no end.
Yes.
Yeah,
there really is.
And yet,
it's the mystery that angels long to look into. Yes, yes, yes.
And they're jealous.
Yeah.
So, I asked you this question last night, and I wanted you to bring a... Well, I wanted you to think about it. But what are some things you're passionate about at the moment?
Well, funny enough, what we talked about is what I'm passionate about, like that. Been passionate about the idea of trust and whatnot, but let me
we've talked about that.
So let me think of other things. Look, I'm passionate about preaching. So I'm about to kind of get back on the bandwagon of that. I have preached at particular churches before. A Baptist church, not too far from here, actually. I used to preach at once a month. And at my old church, but finally going and stepping into this new role, they finally want to get me behind the podium, so
that's
to speak.
Awesome.
And I love it. So I'm really passionate about the art of the sermon, so to speak. You know, I think it's the Apostle Paul talks about, you know, it's not about eloquence, it's about this, that it's about the power of God, ultimately.
Yes.
But then I think later he actually does talk about speaking wisely and speaking, like, he actually does use the word eloquence again, but in the positive.
Yeah.
So I'm passionate about doing crafting sermons well, like a good craft beer. I like the idea of crafting a sermon.
Crafting, yeah.
I actually find an art form.
Yes.
So I'm passionate about that. I'm passionate about preaching, and I'm really passionate to get back behind the mic.
Yeah.
And of course, I've got my new counseling role starting up, and I'm passionate about that.
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
And the young adults, I mean, there's so much to be passionate about. Like, I'm really passionate about how to go into this unique ministry as well.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to be passionate about lately.
Definitely going to be lots of changes.
So many changes. I'm moving, counselling role, young adults role. You know, it's a big year of change. 2019.
How has the wait for you been? Because you finished your counselling degree a while ago.
Yeah. Wow.
There was a bit of time of waiting there.
There was. God told me to stay in this, because I was doing chaplaincy prior to the counselling and on a one-on-one capacity in this particular role I was in. God was like, because I was wrestling with it, because don't get me wrong, especially don't know who's going to listen to this, perhaps our employers, but don't get me wrong, I've always loved doing the chaplaincy because it actually incorporated a lot of what I learned in the counselling. I've taken bits and pieces of counselling, I've used it appropriately in the chaplaincy role.
Yeah.
But there's this in between taking things and kind of putting it into the role and actually just full on doing an explicit role of what you've been taught.
Yeah.
So as much as I've enjoyed the chaplaincy, God was just like, I was getting a plan, I'm like, oh, I really want to do counselling.
Yeah.
And God was like, just wait. Give it another year. Give it 3 years. That's what he said. Give it 3 years.
Yeah.
And I gave it 3 years, coming to the end of 2018. And that's when I heard about the counselling role. We got funding for a role within the particular department of the school. So I was just like, oh, yes. So yeah, went for that and I got it.
Talk about trusting. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's it. It's full circle for you.
Oh,
yeah, it was
man.
A big trust. And it was. And you know, I'm like any other human being, perhaps doubly so because I'm quite energetic. The idea of patience and trusting in God. Doesn't come easy to me. It really doesn't.
So what helped? What helped for you to stay the course, I suppose, and keep trusting?
I think it was that verse in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart. The key being, lean not on your own understanding, but in all these ways, trust me. Because leaning on my own understanding would have been, well, I need to build up my qualification.
Yeah.
Not my resume, I should say, not my qualification.
Yeah.
I need to build up my resume, so I need to start doing volunteer counselling.
Yeah.
I need to apply for other places. So, like, that would have made logical sense.
Yeah.
I think it was reflecting on that verse that got me through. Because in my own kind of in my normal self, I wouldn't have been able to do it, I don't think.
Yeah.
It actually took... Yeah, trust is honestly... I mean, the whole point of trust is that it doesn't make sense sometimes.
Yeah.
So in some ways, it doesn't make sense that I waited for so long. It actually makes no sense.
Yeah.
But I just went, you know what? I don't often do this well, guy. I don't do long-term trust well, so I'm gonna trust. Yeah, it's not gonna make any sense, but I'm just, you know, you said to stay the course, this is what I'm gonna do.
Wow, that's
brilliant. Yeah, crazy for me.
Yeah, very crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, 3 years of not practicing in the full sense of it, my degree.
Yeah.
Now finally being able to actually step into exactly what I studied. Yeah. It's exciting.
That's amazing, because I mean, I understand that there's not a lot of jobs as well out there.
Yeah.
In Western Australia, in many industries, but
yeah.
Just to be trained in something,
yeah,
but not released to do it,
yeah,
you know, or even have the opportunity,
yeah,
around to do it,
yeah,
but then to have the word of God sort of go,
yeah,
wait,
yes, yeah,
yeah, just like that,
yeah, it was a very big thing, yes, and because I am a fast moving, quite often impatient person. That's how you learn patience, isn't it? It's not being told about patience, it's actually experienced in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forcefully.
Yeah. Jeepers.
Yeah, it was pretty.
That's good. So, reflecting on the Bible and applying, you know, what you hear.
Yes.
And also just like trusting.
Yes.
So, trust is a big thing.
Trust,
yes,
isn't it? Absolutely.
That's awesome.
It honestly, all faith comes down to that, to trust, which is another way of saying faith. It all comes down to faith.
Yeah, that's great. Just being mindful of time. One of the things that you mentioned was that you only set aside 10 minutes a day.
Oh, social media?
Of social media.
That's right, we were recording. I forgot, you know,
yeah,
I was recording
sure
at
were.
The time. Oh, yeah, you can touch on that.
Tell me about that.
Why I do it. Yeah, well, it's more than 10 minutes a day. It's 3 times a day that I have a set time that goes for 10 minutes. So in total, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Just let me point out, I'm not perfect in doing that like this morning.
Look.
You know, went well and truly over.
No,
in fact, when
us.
I woke up this morning, the first thing I did was actually whip out my phone.
And
I looked at the news and I looked at social media. And like that, so you know,
this is where we're part of the journey.
Exactly, but in principle,
yeah.
The reason why I do it is because I can be so consumed by social media if I'm not careful of myself. I know some people very naturally just aren't. I'm very jealous of that. But for me, I find it's a kind of a mindless distraction. And you know, social media has its place in the world, but like any you can use bricks to build walls or you can use bricks to build wells, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can use it for the good or for the bad, and
that's a very deep thing, so
yeah. And of course, applying on the personal level, social media can be a good thing for me or a bad thing for me.
Yeah.
And you know, let alone social media just as a whole being a good thing for the world or a bad thing depending on how it's used. But anyway, personally,
yeah,
I need to have those set blocks to actually discipline myself not to be caught up in it. So I actually have alarms set on my phone that will go 10 minutes, go. And then I'll set a timer just on the Apple clock. I'll go, cool, I have 10 minutes now. And I'll just have a quick look, do my posting. Sometimes, yeah. Although last night when I was talking to you, that was not within the 10 minutes. That was like, because it was like 11:30. It was only 11 o'clock, and it was already 9 o'clock. Like 9 o'clock when I set it for my nighttime one.
Yeah.
So this was like, I looked at 9 o'clock for 10 minutes, watched a movie, and then did I watch a movie? I watched a TV show. Anyway, Doctor Who. That's right. No, The Orville. Anyway, that's besides what we're talking about. So yeah, it's 11:39. I was like, I'm just going to go on Instagram and post that picture. And that's what you messaged me. But yeah, that's the reason why I do it. It's because in principle, I'm trying to be more disciplined and more appreciative of what's already around me. That's a huge factor for me. The idea that the incarnation, not just as about Jesus, but the incarnation being about me being present in the world.
Mm.
You know, yeah. To incarnate myself into what God's already doing around me,
mm.
and to not be so distracted by social media.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's been a big factor for me. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I do it.
Because mm. it's the world in itself as well.
It is.
It's
my goodness.
Easy to,
it's a whole world.
It, well, it's easier to. I think this is probably why things like online gaming
mm.
have such a big have such a big pull to them.
Yes.
It's because you people find it hard. I'm saying general. It's a general statement.
Yeah, general.
But
yeah.
people do find it hard to sometimes cope with day to day.
Yes. Yes.
Pressures and stresses
yeah.
of life.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
To lose yourself.
That, that escape. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a form of escapism, and so. Yeah, and so that I think that's probably one of the reasons why it has such a big
yeah.
Thing, especially a big pull with the younger
yes.
people who
yes.
they're brand new to these stresses and things like that.
Mm.
So just one of the ways to deal with it. And so you know, some places,
mm.
some scientists have pretty much connected it and
yep.
you know, close to what would be like to be addicted to.
Yes. Yeah,
to
it's,
other
it's scary.
Forms of things, and so it just makes sense. It's like it just seems like it's a more acceptable form.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
and that's and it's scary to think about, and it's the difference between kind of a healthy escape, self care,
mm-hmm.
and escapism, which
yeah.
is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That entrenched sense of so much is happening in my world that I don't like, and so I want to.
Yeah.
And in some ways, I'm pastorally empathetic to that. I'm like, yeah, like life's hard and you want to escape, and that's
yeah.
why you're addicted.
Absolutely.
And things like that. And then there's that, but then on the other hand, there is that element of like, but you know, this isn't going to help you in the long run.
Yeah,
there's a lot of correlation now. I want to be very careful. I don't want to imply any stigma here, but I do want to say that there is a growing correlation of studies linking the increase in anxiety to social media usage.
Yes.
It's hard to say if it's direct correlation, but there are emerging studies which are saying that they've just noticed the phenomenon of anxiety increasing in society, and actually been tied to, because we're so used to being in the online world,
yeah.
we actually don't know how to function in the normal world. We actually don't learn how to cope with awkwardness. You know, being in an awkward situation, we don't know how to cope with silence.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, not knowing what to say in conversation.
No.
So it freaks us out, and that starts to produce anxiety, and it leads to people, some of them not even wanting to, you know, get out of home. So it's and that's what I mean. Social media can be like a brick that builds a well or a wall. It can either be shut us off from society and consumers, or it can be something that you can even use in a healthy way. But,
yeah, that's right.
You know,
I'm listening to a actually I've got it on my playlist
mm.
to come up, and it'll be one of the things that I'll be listening to. But Dr. Caroline Leaf, who's into
yep.
neuroscience and
yep.
all that,
yep.
but she does agree that there are increasing levels
yes.
of anxiety within
yes.
society.
Yes.
And I mean, social media plays a part in that. One of the other things that as well is now being believed more than ever is that it there is something akin to learning how resilience,
mm.
you know, like learning resilience, like there's not a lot of
yeah.
teaching how that happens.
Yeah.
Like handling the pain and the stress and allowing that pain to wash over. And
yes.
I mean, we talked about grief, but
mm.
you know, awkwardness of
yeah.
situations
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or even conflict.
Yes. Yeah.
How do we do conflict well?
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like,
and I think I'm still learning that. You know.
Right? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And that's the, I don't know who says this, but somebody says people don't have problems; they have people.
I love that.
It's,
oh, I love that.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
a lot of the stresses in life can actually be attributed to relational
yeah,
tensions and things like that are happening.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, that resilience to be able to handle. For me, I think it's, you know, I had to learn to let awkwardness
yeah.
be,
yeah.
let the silence be.
Yeah.
I took it a little bit to an extreme sometimes. Now I just turn situations over. But that's
hilarious.
That's more the weird part of me where, like, I'll meet someone new and then I'll say something awkward just to see how they respond, how they react.
I love that. That's bravery on your end.
Oh,
I wish I was at that point.
I don't care anymore. Like, I will say random things sometimes to people that I've just met. I just watch their face. I think I'm more comfortable with it now. Whereas I'm a little bit less caring of, you know, so what, you had an awkward moment, I'll still be me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that comfort in my own skin of, like, you know what, I'll still be me and they'll live on. And if that means they don't like me, great, fantastic. You know, that's like, but I actually go out of my way to make situations uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know, there's actually there's a form of therapy that I read about, or I heard about actually on the podcast. And it was like a group therapy to do with work through anxiety.
Mm.
And one of the things that the therapist encouraged was actually to experiment. Like, the exercise was, think of the most awkward, embarrassing thing that could happen to you and then do it.
No.
Yeah. So I listened to this. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do the most awkward and the most embarrassing.
So
but
you tried this?
Well, I did, not to the extreme, but I did, I'll tell you what I did. This isn't that bad. It really is pretty low key, but this is what I did anyway. I went to the food court, and this was after church, and like all the Chinese food, they give you those buzzers, those little lights that buzz up, so that way, like, when the food's ready, you don't have to wait there. You can actually sit down.
Yeah.
And back anyway. So I started to buzz, and I went up there, and I went to the lady behind the counter, and I put the buzzer, which is also acts as a light, against my chest, like this. And I went, oh, look, I'm Iron Man. And she's like, okay. And I did it. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna make this really weird for me.
Wow.
just to experiment.
Wow. That's amazing. That sounds like something that I would do.
Oh, man. The therapist guy said, actually, and this was really, I thought this has actually been revolutionary for me lately. Because I can get quite, I wouldn't say anxious, but there are times that I'm like, I'm still not used to just being in that space now and then.
Yeah.
The therapist said, if you approach life, like situations like that, less about morally right or wrong, I'm not trying to blur good or bad here, just more so in a social setting, is like, if you approach it less about being right or like being right or wrong in the sense of how you approach something, treat it as an experiment.
Yeah.
I was just like, ooh, I like that language.
That is very true.
Yeah, just see it as an experiment.
Yeah.
You know, there's no right. It's just an experiment. I was like, ooh, I like that.
Maybe that's what I go through, because I'm naturally so curious.
Yeah.
About people and people's behaviours and the why they do the things they do. Hence my inclination into psychology.
Yes.
It seems to me like that. Like, on a number of occasions, here's some of the weird things that I do. On a number of occasions, I've even told my own students, I've said to them, hey, do you want to earn a quick buck? We're at McDonald's. So I tried this, I try this often.
Yeah.
We're at McDonald's, and I will say to one of my students and go, hey, you want to earn a quick buck? They go, what do I have to do? Well, here's what you have to do. You see that person over there reading by themselves?
Oh, no.
You just have to ask them one question for me. Go up to them and say, excuse me, are you waiting for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And all of them go, no. And I thought, after a while, I thought, well, I do ask people these things, but I don't really do it myself.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to try it one day. So I'm catching up with a mutual friend we have, Chima.
Yeah. I love
he's
Chima.
My coffee buddy. And we're catching up in Morley Galleria. And I don't know if you've heard this episode, I told Graham that I did this. And so we're catching up, we're talking over the table and a serious conversation, and two Muslim girls come up and they sit next to us on the table that's about a meter and a half next to us. And I go, hey, do you want to evangelize to these guys?
What happened?
I caught him off guard. He's like, what? No, I'm not ready. What are you talking about? Anyway, so I was like, no, let's do it. So I turn and yeah. I go, excuse me. You go, yep. You're on the phone. I said, are you waiting for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Oh!
I totally did. And one of the girls goes, are you asking me a religious question? It's like, is it a religious question? But I just lent into
what happened?
It. And the conversation kept on going.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it was like an icebreaker. And I was like, and they were like, no, we're not waiting for Jesus. We're still being weird. And my friend is here to work. So we're just waiting for her shift to start.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. That's wonderful. So you work where? And she said, yeah, I work there in that store. And she goes, well, why did you ask me that question? Struck up a whole conversation. I'm like, well, because I realized you're wearing, your traditional, they were from Muslims, so she was wearing a burqa and things like that. Yeah, and so I was just curious. While we're at it, why don't I ask you a few more questions about, what you believe and things like that. So she pretty much started telling me a little bit about that.
Yeah.
About Islam and what she believes in it. And I'm going there, I'm thinking, wow, I need to get learned.
Yeah,
so I'll find out a bit more. So we started from a really weird spot.
And
So yeah, she's talking to me about that. She's telling me, yeah, we do believe that Jesus is one of the prophets, but this is how it works.
Yeah.
Like, what the?
Yeah.
You know, but just breaking the ice.
That's brilliant.
That's one of the things I do. I tell you what, one of the other things that I do is when we're at the shops with my wife, when we're going shopping for groceries and things like that, she doesn't like me talking to the person at the register.
Yeah.
Because I'm weird.
Okay.
So I'll start asking this person all these questions. Okay, how are you going? How's your day been? Do you have a dog? Things like that. Just like really random questions.
Yeah,
like,
right.
If you're a stranger, you'd be like, why are you asking me all these questions?
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Kind of things. And so one of the things that she would say to me, wife said to me often, stop it. Why are you being so nosy? I'm just curious. Literally, that's all I do. The last sort of experiment I did was we were watching these TV shows. I was at Christmas at mum and dad's house.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my brothers about this new TV show that I've been watching. I'm like, oh, this is amazing. And you know what? There is this one episode.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It's just like, oh, I think that you really get a lot out of it. And after I say that, right, I go, but really what you should do is watch this other episode, because I don't know how appropriate this episode is for now.
Yeah.
So you see what I just did? Just like cranked up the,
So
we start watching this other episode and he's like, I just kind of want to watch the other episode. I'm just like, well, or have I just,
what show was it?
Darren Brown.
Oh, Darren Brown. Yeah.
And I'll go, dude, just don't worry about it. What I've just done is this. I explained it to them. And they were like, oh, you shouldn't do that to people. And I'm just like, so I do get that part. I do get the weirdness, the awkwardness. Like, I asked this kid who was his first time at church, being invited by his friend, one of my youth kids. I just was like, hey, have you thought about the whole God thing? Do you believe in Jesus? And he's like, yeah, sometimes and things like that. And the situation was awkward, like you could see in his eyes.
Yeah,
right. I was like, bro, stop asking me all these questions.
Yeah.
My youth kid is there just laughing his head off that his friend has been caught like a deer in a headlight. What's a God thing? What do you mean you're only a Christian some of the time? He's like, I wasn't expecting this question today. And I was just like, oh, well, you're a church. It's Christmas. When were you expecting the question? I just got it.
I love it. I wish I can be more embrace the awkwardness of that. Yeah, that would be really helpful to me on multiple dimensions. It'd be multiple dimensions on like talking with people, like getting deeper, like from an awkward place. It would help with dating. Now people
does know. Help with dating.
Oh,
okay,
man.
I'll give you a secret.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Please don't lie to me. I'm.
And this
time, I am single, so.
I. Ooh, Nathan's single. I'll put his Instagram on the.
Well, thank you.
And his phone number. No, I'm kidding. okay, so on our first date with my wife, on our first date, this is where I don't even know if I was thinking, but. We're walking in one of the parks in Fremantle.
Just really quickly, was it an intentional date? Like you knew it was a, she knew it was a date, you knew it was a date.
It was low key date.
Low key.
We didn't really know it was a date, and then now looking back, we're like, yeah, you don't spend 5 hours together.
Yeah. in that capacity. Yeah,
in that
totally.
Capacity, and just like pour out your whole lives in front of each other.
Yeah.
Without at least mutual interest.
Yeah. So anyway, you're at this.
So we're in, is the first, probably within the first hour of the day, we're walking down Fremantle and we were walking towards the road out of the park and there was like a little bush.
Yeah.
On the right as we're walking. And I thought, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to bump her. Bump her. And because it's unexpected, she fell into the bush.
Now,
from your point of view, is that a deal breaker or?
From my point of view? I would tell that it's a deal breaker from my point of view.
So, one of the most gracious things, this is about my wife, I think she's the most gracious person in the world. It was so unexpected. I don't know what's going on in my head. I can't really say it, but I thought, hey, this seems like a cool idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, as soon as I did it, she's falling into the bush. I was like, what did I just do? Oh my gosh. I thought this was cool. But now, this could go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got a long, long way, we got a long way back to the car. So this could be a really awkward thing. But she just started laughing. She lost it. She's like, I can't believe you just pushed me in a bush. This is hilarious.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be like, good.
So for some advice,
when I'm on a date,
be yourself.
I like that.
For me, I just knew I was a dorky, weird person, and that's how it came out. Unfortunately, she ended up in the bush. She got out.
So funny. Hey, that's good advice. I feel like that's good advice for everyone out there.
You gotta
be your honest self, you know?
Yeah.
Not be your quote-unquote yourself, like in the inverted commas.
Yeah,
trying,
true self.
Trying too hard. If you're trying, probably not, you know?
But
I like that.
Yeah, so I really do agree with you. I appreciate silence. I appreciate awkwardness.
Yes.
I just think, and I've been told quite a few times, like I'm probably going to be the kind of dad that my kids wouldn't want to take anywhere because I'll probably just embarrass them all the time. But yeah, like you, I think that it's just like you got to have some of that in.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I say that, but I want more of it. That's my goal for this year, is just to embrace the weirdness of
life.
Yeah.
Absolutely, embrace it. Yeah. and some of these things just make for really good stories.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cool.
Well.
Wow. This is it.
Breaking
that. The end. This is great.
And
this has been awesome.
Yeah, it's been.
I love how conversational. This is so good. I didn't even know you were a coin to start with. How great is that?
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Conspicuous.
Cool.
So, I'll stop it there.
Cool. Bye, everybody.
Any parting words?
No. I feel like I'm wisdomed out, like, you know.
You know what? Now it's time to do mindless things.
Yeah, yeah. Now go in peace with love and serve the Lord.
Awesome.
There we go.
Great.
Hey, that's it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it. And I want to encourage you, drop a rate, a review, subscribe to this podcast. if you haven't already. If you're new, thanks for tuning in. If you're returning, thank you for coming back. Thanks for lending your ear and to do this podcast. I want to encourage you to reflect and think about this and what you've just heard. Don't just move on. Make sure you just, you know, digest it, because some of these places were pretty deep where we went into. And I hope this has blessed you. I hope this has challenged you and helped you to think a little bit differently and from a different perspective about some of these things that we've discussed. Again, we drop an episode every Tuesday of the month. Also, look out for the 29th of January. We've got a massive announcement about season 2 of this Honest Chats podcast. And I'm really looking forward to what season 2 has to bring. I'm looking forward to how things are going to unravel as we move forward. So keep an eye out for that. And thank you again. You'll hear from us next week.